The Zoo Report is presented by AmherstWired.com, the digital-first student-run magazine of UMass Amherst. Check out the site for more content.
Hey guys, you're here with Kat, Casey, and Chloe, and you're listening to The Zoo Report. We're here to discuss all things UMass, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you have stories you want shared, message us on Instagram at The Zoo Report or on Twitter at report_zoo, and we'll dish it out anonymously.
For upcoming events, we have Friday, November 22nd. Shuang Zhao will be holding a talk hosted by Laura Bradley and Greg Grayson at 3:35 p.m. and Cont 1A.
A1.
110, 111 on polymer science and engineering. On Saturday, November 23rd, the UMass Minutemen face off against the BYU Cougars at McGirt at noon, so go support the boys.
I'm sad because that's basically during break, so
I have no more tailgates. There's definitely not a tailgate, right?
And I feel like nobody went to the Halloween one. Did you guys go?
No. I was in D.C.
Oh, yeah. I was in New York.
Was sick.
All right. Okay, anyways.
I just, like, wish there was.
Yeah. One more. One last go. One last
time. Is there no more? That's it?
There will be a spring one. Well, you guys have them next year, but I don't.
You come back homecoming weekend.
Okay.
We have Sunday, November 24th. The Thanksgiving break officially begins, so pack up and head home and enjoy some quality family time and feasting. Casey will be making healthy chocolate pumpkin pie oatmeal bars, so she'll let us know how that goes when we come back.
I forgot I put that in.
I'm making a turkey it's like a cheese ball.
You're making a turkey?
I should have phrased that
better. Well, I'm making a turkey.
For Thanksgiving, I will be doing the turkey.
Okay, roast me.
I'm
going to post it on our Instagram. It's like a cheese ball, but like you put pretzels and stuff, so it looks like a turkey. So cute.
Yes. I am really, really nervous about mine because
they sound a little suspect.
A healthy version of like a dessert, and
no one likes that person at the party.
Yes, and I feel like it's going to just taste healthy, and it's like
making them normal.
Well, there's no, like, this is the only, I found it, like, deep within, like, mommy food blogs.
I found one the other day that was a chocolate pumpkin cake that looked delightful.
All right, maybe we'll revamp it.
Maybe you could substitute like the healthy pumpkin parts with sugar.
What about a, what about, like, a pumpkin lava cake? That sounds so bomb. That's
I'm going to send you the one I found the other day on a mommy blog.
Okay.
Okay.
Last event, Chloe.
Monday, December 2nd, classes resume. Which is okay, because we're all okay.
And then, fun fact, I know we'll technically have a podcast episode that week where we'll talk about it, but to plan, because some people don't know this, the week we come back from Thanksgiving is basically the last week of classes. Because the week after that, we have 2 days of classes and then it's finals. So you really only have 1 week to get your shit together. So
do stuff over Thanksgiving, Greg.
Yeah, get ready.
So nervous about that.
And a quick little weather recap. It's cold.
A healthy reminder.
Chloe, we can't get that right now. Yeah, very cold. Wear a winter coat, a scarf, maybe two. Very dark.
A beanie.
Cold and super dark. Wear lotion.
Least
because it's barren and dry out.
Barren?
Barren. It's literally go outside, Kat. It's barren and dry. And it's, I haven't seen the sky. Have any of you guys seen? Nobody's seen the sky.
I hate
the apocalypse.
It's the apocalypse. No, seriously. I'm waiting for Trump to do another tweet. Remember when Trump tweeted, it's global, it's the coldest New England ever. But those New Englanders are wanting some global warming right about now. I'm waiting for that tweet to happen. Because I'll pop off.
I feel like heat also, like, makes your skin dry. Like, when you turn the heat on.
Yeah.
It just, like, sucks
the
moisture.
Because it takes, I gotta get
coconut oil.
Massachusetts, I feel like, doesn't know what it's doing. It's either barren and gray and dry, and your skin literally peels off from being so dry. Or it's so humid, you walk outside, and you essentially are walking into a fuzzy blanket, but it's August, and it's already hot. No?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
I know.
Okay, at least we're literate, so...
Yeah.
And we have Tom Brady.
Okay, anyways. And also, Boston is one of Harry Styles' favorite plays, so we got that going for us, too. Anyways, we have a guest today. As usual, our friend Nelson. Round of applause. Nelson, feel free to give a little introduction to yourself.
All right. Hey, guys. I'm Nelson. As everybody knows, that's my name I like to go with. So I'm a, for the academic part, I'm a senior student right now. I'm a communication and journalism double major, and I'm earning a double degree like at the end of 2020, so spring 2020. So
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, we yeah. love a journalism
guy. And communication. We love that too.
So you are part of the Chinese Scholars and Students Association Club, yes. correct? So can you give us a little background on what exactly that club is and what their main mission is?
So Chinese Scholar and Student Association is GSO. So we are now a GSO. We are trying to be an RSO. So GSO is a graduate student association, and RSO is a register. So the difference is one is graduate, one is undergrad. So we're trying to be undergrad because all the events and all the places that we order, like put banquets offers, mm-hmm. it'll be cheaper. So that's our aim, because it's hard to get fundraising and all this stuff. So yeah, and I think a lot of people get confused about Chinese Scholar Student Association with Chinese Cultural Association. They have two. We are like very good like friends association. So we normally do like bigger like events. Like we do promote pop culture in China, and they promote traditional culture, such as they'll do traditional like Chinese festival. We'll do more like popular things like music competition and also spring galas. So it's just everybody sit down and eat during spring festival. That's it.
What's your favorite event that you guys have put on so far?
Well, my favorite event is probably Spring Gala. It is the hardest one, I would say. It's the most challenging one because it's normally we have 250 and 300 people in the venue.
Oh my God.
So it's really challenging, but it's the most fun part one because I'm an international student. I have, it's been 4 years and never have like a New Year, like no spring festival, like at my home. So, yeah, well, it's not sad. I choose to do it, but
yeah. When does that take place? Like, do you know the date yet?
This year is the 2021 is January 25th, which is actually the day for Lunar New Year. So, that's the day. We are quite lucky. And unlucky because we cannot find another spot in the campus center auditorium. So that's the only date we have, January 25th, which still perfect because it's just the day as the Lunar New Year. So we choose that day. But the hard part is it's just several days after semester starts. So it's really challenging to do everything.
You had to rush it last minute.
Yep.
And stuff. Yeah.
Can everyone go to that? Like, is it open to like the public?
Yes, of course. Actually, every year, a lot of students, like from everybody in the UMass community and also Amherst residents, they will come to our events, like because that's the only like Chinese spring festival events in the whole like five college area.
Huh.
Other college, they'll like they'll come and. They'll have a performance with us, such as like I think last year they have Mount Holyoke, they have and I think there's 1 year they have Hampshire College that actually they come here for a performance. So yeah,
I want to go. Can we go?
Yeah,
sounds fun. That sounds super fun.
Yeah, and also there's the one part is because we are really close working with Chinese language department, which is the inherter. So they actually sometimes put like assignments for people who are in their classes to go to our events and get a like a. Response
that's
so they can get extra
though, yeah, that would be a fun assignment.
That'd be live. My professor was like, hey, you gotta go to this.
It's one of those things you don't like, maybe you wouldn't necessarily think of going to since it's like not your holiday, and then you would probably like experience it and just be like, wow, this is like really eye-opening, like fun and interesting.
Yeah, and also it's basically for them is free credits because it's really easy to understand. We have a lot of things that you can write about, and probably we have like almost like 25 performance, so
oh, wow.
It's really easy for you to choose which one you like. Mm-hmm. Even though you come in the last like 10 minutes, you can still get something.
Yeah.
So yeah,
so how did you get involved in this club? Like, where and when did you hear about it? Have you been involved since your first year here at UMass?
Well, before I come to UMass, I was in a my high school. So my high school, I study in a very different high school system with other international. I study in an international high school, which is a British system. So we kind of have a student union back in high school. So I was part of the student union during high school. And I also do, I do a lot of things like, that's why I study communication journalism, because I was the head of publicity at that time. So that's kind of really easy for me to come here and do stuff. And when I arrive in UMass, I just found out that we have the same, like student like association. So I just immediately joined. I think it's second week in my whole like freshman year. So I joined them. I first started as a publicity staff. So I write articles in Chinese and in both English. And also I do a lot of like graphic designs and all the stuff. And like after years and years, now I'm the president. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Top dog over there.
No, not really. It's just a time for progress, because I know a lot. For me as a president, I don't really like, I don't hold anything. Like I'm the top, like, something like that. It's just I know a lot of things. After 4 years, I'm the most experienced. I've already gone through like four spring, like three now. Soon will be four. So yeah. Three spring galas and four singing competitions. So I have the most like experience in doing all the things, and I've doing that for a long time.
Is it time consuming? Like as a role as president? I mean, that's, you're definitely not just a general body member. Do you find it super time consuming to balance with, you know, school and other, you know, activities outside of that?
Well, I'm kind of find a balance for myself. I not only studying like double degree and also work for UVC. Probably everybody know. Just shout out to UVC. We are
We love a shout out.
Yeah, we are just student agency back in Herder. So now in Herder. So I'm the production coordinator there. So that's my job. And also I have the club. I need to work on that. I kind of find a balance, and I don't really like, I don't know if I say I'm hardcore, but I wake up and just start doing everything like in my schedule, and at the end of the day I finish everything. And I like to do things continuously rather than just bits and that here and there. So I like to do everything along. So for me, the association, I actually didn't deal with a lot of activities, because we have event coordinators and on other staff. We have like 76 staff, like
that's a large, so you have like a good work balance.
So everybody have their own job to do. I'm just the overlook. I'm not really like tell them to do anything. I just help them to do some stuff. For example, if they want a venue, they want something and they can't really get like with the auxiliaries and all the things, I'll jump on and contact with them. I'll go to all the meetings to support all the events. And sometimes like the publicity department, they need like posters, they need brochures, they kind of don't have time to do it. They need like insights, need to have a second thought, because I study journalism. I'm the only one study journalism. And so they need the proofread. So I kind of proofread for them, and I kind of help them to print all the stuff. Actually, I do more supporting stuff rather than
almost like a guidance role.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can like put your like fingers in a lot of like pockets and like just like kind of spread yourself out because of your experience and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but like I don't really force anybody to do some stuff because I'm experienced. It's just like, yeah, I like new ideas. We actually change a lot of things throughout the years, and I actually like it because it's always improving a lot of stuff. I just try to help for other, like the head of departments, like publicity, like HR and event coordinators, to do better, because they are the ones might be the president later. We'll need to vote on them. So I try to help more, because we need to keep the sustainable people to go with the club. And actually it's been here since 2011. So yeah.
Oh, well. You sound like a good president.
Yeah.
A good person to work for.
A president that you would want. So how long have you been?
Nelson 2020.
Yeah, Nelson 2020. How long have you been in America?
Right. If don't add up with like travels, like tourist travels, haven't been here for since 2016. So
ooh, rough year to come.
Yeah, rough year to come.
Well, I have the best experience, I'll say. The first year I was here, it's actually, it feels like a unique experience for international students, because like normally students come here, they won't like have the feeling of presidential election, and later we have Super Bowl Patriots. I always watch on TV, but I never experienced that.
Now you're part of a winning team.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a winning team. Yeah, to be a fan of.
Yeah, so it's for me, it's a really great experience, and also I live in freshman year. I live in Kennedy, so Southwest riots.
Southwest, all the way.
I don't know. I just follow my floor mates. Just go downstairs. Yeah. We don't know what we're doing, and after like police has come, we just run back.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, I just watched. I was too scared to participate.
Oh my gosh, freshman year dabbled a toe.
Yeah, freshman year I think was worse than sophomore year because
we lost.
Freshman year we lost, yeah. So we were mad, and it was slushy and. We were like, our friend got hit in the face with
my freshman year they won, and then sophomore year is when they lost, and that's when I stayed inside. Freshman year I went, but
we walked sophomore back year into our scary. Dorm, and this kid had like punched his TV and just had to get stitches through his hands.
Yeah. And then UMass police had like horses. There was like a line of them. I was like, this is scary.
I literally
know
people that got expelled because they like fought police officers and stuff.
The first year, one of my friends like climbed like one of the pole things. And I was like, who's man?
I have the funniest video from freshman year of this kid climbing the pole, and he looks and just slides down the pole.
Probably my friend.
Into like the abyss.
People are crazy.
There's a guy that just had blood gushing down his face. Yeah. And he was alone. And we were like, where are your friends? And he was like, what's
welcome
happening?
To America.
And I was like, oh my God. Yeah. Why is there so
Remember,
much blood?
Did you see there was like a toilet too, like ripped off the wall?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's
like, how do you even
I saw
do
that.
That.
I saw that.
That's
yeah.
the downside of having the best team is people get very angry.
Passionate. Passionate,
yeah,
I'd say.
That's true.
You said your high school.
Yeah.
So you went to high school in a high school for international students.
Yes.
So where was that? Was that, you said it was a British system?
Yes. It's in my hometown, actually. The British system just means like it's a weird high school system. So it's different from US. So US high school system is like 3 years normally.
Yeah, four.
But 3 to 4.
4 to 4. But we are like set. 4 years, but like in UK, like in the UK, they have like university, they have 3 years, so they are not like 4 years institution. So it's different. I studied in high school for 4 years, so I was always in the British system. We have different tests. Like a lot of people take AP, but we take A level, which is really weird. So like A levels, like the scaling is really different. So if you can get like sometimes if you can get a 60% or 70%, you'll get an A.
That's kind of how it is Ireland. Like when I studied abroad, like it was very different.
Yeah, it's very different. And also, well, the courses is really hardcore, I would say, because like when I was in UMass, not UMass, I tried to contact the registrar to transfer credits, which is kind of crazy. I had all the test results, send it to them. So they actually transferred me 29 credits.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I used to study economics, which is totally different from what I study now. So I study economics, I study geography. So like for economics and geography combined, I actually have 16 credits like I don't know why.
You could probably get like.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so weird. And also like it's like next semester from last semester. So I'm kind of like shifting because
major degrees.
Yeah, it's like because I already have economics credits already transferred, so I already fulfilled the economics 103, 104, so I already have math already like fulfilled. So only the reasons I really need to take 4 classes to get a economics degree, so that's really awkward. So I'm thinking, should I get one? It's kind of weird.
I actually have
a friend, like he graduated in 2017. He is crazy. He had 3 degrees with 3 majors and 2 minors.
No way.
And wow. I think like he graduated with the credits like 240 credits, something like that. He's crazy. And he's an RA, and he's an honor. So
wow,
crazy guy.
Honestly, I feel like I could have had maybe one more major
students. I forget that honor students have like different requirements than like we do.
Yeah, but no one has that much requirements.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. He had like a bachelor of art. He had a bachelor of business and a science, something like that. He had three. So
oh my God, essentially that is crazy.
Yeah,
that's insane.
I probably could have one more because freshman year I was undecided, so I started common journalism.
I mean, but I have a psych minor just because I was neuroscience for a hot minute, and I just have psych classes now.
I came in as I was going to do psych journalism too. And I took communications.
You were environmental science for
science minor for a semester, took Advice I 101, realized I'm terrible at science and switched it.
All right. Well, moving on, as we're running out of time, we're going to get into our hot take segment. But thank you so much, Nelson, for sharing your experience, shedding some light on the Chinese Scholars and Students Association.
Oh, everyone go to the spring gala.
What made you choose UMass Amherst?
Oh, we love these questions.
Oh, it's actually, for me, it's not that like complicated. I just like Massachusetts and New England, so I choose
it. We never get that answer, but that's always the answer I want. It's just math. Like, I love math.
And also, it's like, when I'm submitting applications, I think it's College Board. Right? Yeah. I forgot. Yeah, it's College Board. When I was like putting all the applications, I don't actually know when I'm going, but when I was submitting applications, I never put like anything to California, so the West Coast, because I don't really like that. And also, it's just me. My only experience is just Massachusetts and New York, so I kind of choose everything around here. Mm-hmm. Then I receive all the like offers and all things. There's the first offer I receive is Arizona State. So then
party
I
school though.
Yeah.
Very fun.
But then I look at the map, it's like, oh, desert. Yeah. Very hot desert. Like, no. So I choose like Massachusetts because it's reason. It's really easy
cold.
Reason. Yeah, but it's fine. I'm from South, but actually in UMass it's my first time of my life experiencing snow.
No
so,
way.
Yeah. Oh. I never saw snow
where
before.
Where is your hometown?
Shanghai. So that's the southern part of China. So there's no snow. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Are you on like sledding yet or anything? Or like what have you done like with the snow?
Well,
what do you do with it?
Well, the first time I saw snow is like freshman year. That's the like 2016 though. I was in the building, so that's snowing. It's weird because I never saw snow before.
Wait, you got a snow day?
Your
first snow day, right?
Yeah.
It's just like white. And
yeah.
Like, you can't see anything outside.
Yeah, and I think like 2016 is really weird. So it's the big huge snowstorm, and I was in Kennedy, so everybody's trapped in Kennedy because all the doors are blocked by snow. So we need to wait other buildings people to rescue us.
Did you
know
enough to bring like a winter coat and like snow boots and stuff?
I have, but it's not enough.
It's never enough. Can you imagine though never seeing snow and hearing like, or only seeing it in like movies where it's like white and pretty, like coming to Massachusetts,
it's like,
and if after
it's
one
constant.
Day too it's literally brown and slushy,
especially
and
living
and
in Southwest
you get
too
in your dorm
and
you don't realize how cold it actually is.
Yeah,
and
like
Alaska
sliding
are gonna
I feel
listen
like-
and be like babies.
Okay.
Southwest used to be so slippery too. Like I would almost
wind
like eat it every time.
Oh,
I would.
Wind
Chloe
library. And I had an early morning class, and we would literally like just like huddled walking there because that like whole Southwest was just an absolute wind tunnel.
I remember in high school, senior year, my mom was like picking me up from school or something, and I literally like slid down the parking lot, but I was still on my feet. But the whole boys' hockey team was like getting on their bus to like go to a game, and I like slid into my
None
mom's
of them
car.
Were
but I didn't
that.
Fall. I just slid right in.
I just
I feel stopped picking my feet up a while ago.
Yeah.
So
do you go back home on breaks and stuff?
Not really, because I have a lot of things to do actually. I have sometimes have winter sessions, and also I sometimes take summer courses and also interns around here. So I don't really go back, and also it's really far away. It's like add up, it's like 14 hours of plane, so
that is very far.
And it's pricey, it's really pricey. So like $2,000 like trip. So I don't really go back a lot, and I kind of miss the family, but technology helps. We have video chats, it's fine. I can send them messages. It's not like we used to have need to write letters, but
yeah.
It's fine.
All right, so moving on for real this time.
Okay.
Hot take segment. We are going to delve into first dates and what is a date and what is not a date and what we count as first dates and all that stuff. So we're going to play a fun little game. I did some research. I went on Cosmo and I found not 10, actually, because one of these is personal. 10 first, quote unquote, first dates. And I'm going to read them. And I want you guys to tell me as a group consensus how we feel about this. Whether this is a date, if this is like a good date, like, okay, yeah. Or if this is just, no, that's not a date. Just pick something else.
Okay.
Okay.
First one. Slam poetry reading.
I would like that as a date. I think a first date that's first like a date. Little, unless you're both super into poetry.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of like an acquired taste.
Yes.
Yeah, if you are both into that thing,
yeah.
I think it's a good date. It's definitely a good date because everybody have their same interest. But if not, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. I think it's like one of those things that if one of you is really into it and like you've been on a few dates and you want someone to get to know you better and your hobbies better, you take them there on a date because you're like, hey, this is what I'm into, but like not on the first date.
Yeah, especially if someone's not super into it, because I feel like slam poetry readings are like really intense and like I feel like I'm all into like that, poetry yeah. whatever, but they're a little intense for me too. So I feel like if I brought
where I was like, I love slam poetry, and I feel like my first thought when I read this was like, dope, yes, take me. But then my other first thought was like, oh, okay, a lot of those are really emotionally charging, and am I gonna sit with this boy I don't know that well on a first date and listen to people yeah, kind of slam a heavy poetry about their date. Heavy emotions? Yeah. And I feel like I would walk out of there just like not feeling like I want to be on a date type thing, you know?
Yeah. I think save that for when you're closer yeah. and if you both are somewhat interested.
And I almost would enjoy it more with friends because I'd be like, or even by myself.
I've gone to a slam poetry reading with my mom.
Yeah. Okay. Number two. So the person asking on the date invites you to their comedy or rock or music show. So like they're like, oh, let's go to first date. You know what? You should come watch me do stand up. Or you know what? You should come watch my band play.
Well,
this is very like e-girl.
Yeah, and also I feel like having a date is kind of like people need to communicate with each other.
Yeah.
If you are on a stage, you're just watching you.
It's like a weird flex.
It's a weird, like, you guys not really having a date because you don't have any communications and all the things. You just listen to him.
Yeah. I feel like maybe.
And then he's the first guy to have any actual good quality.
I feel like
every
maybe.
Every guy I've had on here is always like, yeah. And I'm always like, no, tell me what you think.
Maybe if you met at, like, one of their, like, events or something, then you could be like, come to the next one and we'll get
yeah.
dinner after.
Yeah.
Or, like,
that's
the thing
a good
itself
yeah.
is not.
But
like,
yeah,
if I met a guy like at a coffee shop and he was like, let's go on a date. And I was like, okay. And he was like, yo, my band is like performing in the basement. Like, you should come next week. I would be like,
and also if you like, come alone, what are you supposed to do? Just
or
just,
or
like,
if it's like
crowd,
maybe
like,
you're
yeah.
not ready for like a date, but like, because I feel like that could be an easy thing if you met someone like, oh, like I'm doing this. You should like,
that's
come with your friends. Yeah, but that's, yeah,
it's
not
like
yeah.
a,
okay. that's not a
bridge.
True first date.
It's a bridge
okay.
to like more.
But again, if you're already dating, like obviously then you would go
yeah.
with your friends.
That'd be awesome if you're already
dating. But right. I agree. I feel like you should be like
so,
talking to
you. Yeah.
Next. They invite you to their friend's birthday party.
Huh.
That's aggressive first date.
Yeah.
This
no,
is first
that's,
date?
That's too much. No, that's a no,
no.
for me.
Is the question, is this
first
date?
Date?
Okay.
Then no. That's like, you're already introducing, like, what if they're a wackadoo?
Also, if I, like,
the person's birthday party, you're like, why are you inviting this random
yeah.
person?
Yeah, that's true.
A,
yeah.
yeah, if I, I'm just thinking, like, if I had a birthday party and, like, one of my friends brought a person for their first date, I also would be like, stop.
Yeah,
I
feel like because
them.
Two, they wouldn't be paying attention to like
yeah,
their friend whose birthday it is.
It's
yeah,
my
yeah.
birthday.
That one's
yeah.
up just
yeah.
now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think this next one is gonna be out too, but I like to put devil's advocate. So, fast food restaurant.
No,
I would be down.
Okay,
if a boy was like, "Yo, like you, let's go, like let's like go get McDonald's," I would be like.
I would go after, like, a concert or something.
Maybe,
like,
yeah.
took me to some event, and then they're like, yeah, you want to get McDonald's?
Yeah, but not just, like, McDonald's can't be the main event.
Well, I think if you want to get,
like,
not really getting to McDonald's, you can get a drive-thru.
Yeah, because you have to drive around and have a vibe.
Yeah, it's like the scene in Graduate, so like they're like talking to the car or something like
that.
Cats
just used a super fancy first date.
Cats first date was a...
That's later.
That's later.
Okay.
Don't expose her.
If you're like already kind of friends or you like work together or like something like that, but if it's like a... Also, if you're like younger, like us or high school, I feel like that's totally normal. Like, oh, but if you're like an adult and you meet out somewhere or meet at work, being like, let's go to McDonald's. Like, no.
In high school, it's almost not weird because like driving around, it's like you want to vibe.
And you already kind of know each other. That's fine. Or like Chipotle, like that's
next. An exercise. They invite you to an exercise class.
Absolutely not.
Unless you're both like, gym, fitness. Let's go to that.
I just still if think you, like, even meet know, at the because, gym. Because like Nelson said, it's about, you know, you want to get to know them.
Yeah.
And even if you are fitness fanatics, if you're doing some like CrossFit together, you're not gonna be like fucking like pumping iron so where's your family, like that's
I feel
weird.
Like there's a demographic for that.
Yeah,
true.
I think don't really need to go to if they are all fitness people, they don't really need to go to the gym for a date, actually for a hiking, because if they really like practicing, I think having a date is having a time to know each other. If you guys are all doing your own stuff, so that's not really dating.
True. Be active together. But
yeah,
so,
that's true.
So this sixth one is super funny. A car dealership. But let me explain.
Are you buying it together?
No. A guy once asked this girl, like, he was like, let's go on a date. And their schedules really conflicted. So he goes,
"Is the girl?
Well, I have to buy a car. So do you want to come with me while I go buy a car? Because you know how those take a really long time? Like, you're literally at the car dealership. Like, I remember being little and throwing, like, freaking tantrums because we were there for so long. So they had no openings in their schedule. So he is kind of cute. He was like, oh, like, come get buy this car with me, because he couldn't find any other time to spend time with her.
And did they?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Where did you get this story?
Cosmo.
Oh, okay. I feel like maybe, but also like kind of a weird flex. Like, is it like, I don't know.
He brings you to a Tesla dealership.
Yeah, look at his car. Yeah. Like, also, it's like you really can't find any other time.
I suppose that's true, Pat.
Yeah.
I feel like you're almost prioritizing the car dealership over the date. Like, you could go to the car
dealership. Well, if it's a first date, you're not going to really prioritize the date that much because you don't know each other that well.
I think that's weird. I would be a little, like, if someone was like, come wait at the car dealership for 5 hours with me and I don't know you, I don't think I would.
Yeah, and also it's really easy for other people to get stereotypes of you. It's like, what kind of car dealership you're going to. So like for me, I'm a truck guy. I drive a truck. So if like she don't like me.
She doesn't like trucks.
Yeah. So it's kind of like really weird. So like you just bring someone and I think the car dealers will get like confused. Because
they're going to be like, normally,
they're going to be like, oh, you and your wife? And it's like,
bro, don't make it weird.
It's our first date.
Yeah.
It's like, why is she here?
Yeah.
All right. So car dealership. No. All right, number seven. This one's funny. Not funny, but the mall.
Very stereotypical. Okay.
I feel like that is like, I can see 8th grade me getting dropped off at the mall to meet up with a boy, and I totally was like,
also,
it's a date.
If we're like being specific, like the mall near here has rollerblading, bumper cars.
Okay,
no.
Shopping mall. That would be
shopping
you're
mall.
Taking them
I
to go
like,
bowling or you're taking them to go.
Okay, you're right.
But like literally, hey boo, want to go to the Holyoke Mall with me, winky face?
That's literally for middle school.
Like, are you going to get lunch or anything, or is it just...
Probably, you'll probably get like mall food.
Once again, just not a first date. Maybe you could go on like,
I feel
a
like first date if you're like in high school
so
or
bad.
Middle school. But yeah, because like
that's
like,
that yeah.
What are you gonna just like shop and they're
childish.
Like chilling next to you? Yeah,
that's only a date when you're in middle school
or when you're like together and you like need to go get something.
And,
you're
and
like,
then that's
hey,
not a date.
Come?
That's
true,
just
yeah.
doing something. Okay.
Yeah.
Number 8. This one is interesting. A tailgate.
No.
Like what kind of tailgate? Like
any
a UMass tailgate?
Where you're that drunk is not a good first date.
You don't have
also,
to get that drunk.
Okay. Is it a UMass one? Is it like a Patriots
game? So let's
game?
Just say okay. Say you're okay. Let's put it into context. You're an alumni, and you meet this person, and they also happen to be an alumni, but they didn't know, and you want to go on a date, and you're like, "Well, you're going to UMass this weekend," and they're like, "Yeah."
Okay.
And it's like, "Oh, we should go on a date to the tailgate. Like, let's hang out." But is that more of like a hangout?
That's like a hangout.
Hangout, it's not.
Because you would probably both have intimate. Your friends
there. A date is to be more intimate.
Yeah.
I think the thing is all these lack intimacy.
And connection.
Number 9, camping.
No.
No.
You don't even know each other. That's implying a sleepover. That's that's quick.
Yeah.
Sleep in separate tents.
Also, like, easy to disappear from camping. Like,
true.
Or, and, like, if you don't know each other, like, one could be, like, a serial killer.
Yeah, and he's, like, come to my cabin in the woods.
Who,
like,
this is a terrible list, Casey.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they were supposed to be not good.
Yeah, well, they're all no's.
Okay, so number 10 is a personal experience. It's a date I've been asked on before. Really weird. By a really weird kid. Okay. What would you say if somebody said,
I'm scared.
Hey, do you want to go on a date? We can go to my house and read books.
Is he going to read it out loud to you? Or you?
No, you guys are just going to sit and read books.
Read books?
Does he, is he trying to be quirky or something?
Like intellectual?
I said no. I didn't do it.
Again. If you're, like, on a first date and you're, like, talk, like, you should talk, like,
But reading what if books you're so intellectual you just get each other by the books you're reading?
Harry Potter.
But then that's, like, a personal.
Yeah, it's a personal choice. And also, I feel like, why is, like, so complicated? Just go to a coffee shop and buy a coffee and talk?
Yeah.
Don't need a book.
Or maybe, like, if you both like books and, like, you can chat about books. Read.
Yeah.
Why don't you go to a bookstore together? Wouldn't that be cute?
That'd be nice.
Somebody asked me on a date to a bookstore.
Yeah, like, that's I feel like that's more normal because you can, like, sit and talk. And,
It gives you something to talk about. You'd be like, oh, this
the kid
really
was
good.
He was weird. He was
sit
a weird
together?
One.
No.
No.
Okay, so now that we've played our fun little game, what makes a date and what doesn't?
When it's just you and the other person, I feel like that's a date. Like, when you're with a bunch of people, I feel like that's, like, a hangout. Or a group date. But, like, do people still do that anymore?
Like, yes.
Like, double dates. I guess double dates more normal.
Your friend and her boyfriend, you and your boyfriend go to a concert, and that's, like, a double date.
Okay, and then the two stragglers
that are
single, which is me and Chloe.
But, like, double dates won't really happen, like, often, like
I feel like that's
in
the
first
day.
Yeah, exactly.
But sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do you want to know something funny? You know, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, obviously that's the cutest marriage couple in the world, right? Well, they met each other on a double date, not for each other, for other people.
Yeah.
But the whole time, they just spent, like, flirting and talking.
Well.
So.
When you imagine Blake Lively shows up to your double date, and you're like, yes.
And Ryan Reynolds, like, who else were they
interested
in?
And the other two people were, like, non-famous people. You knew it was going to happen. Like. Why did you guys?
They're actually the first person people I thought of when.
I would never invite Blake Lively to a group date.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Who would give?
So, if I was that other girl and Blake Lively showed up, I'd be like, I'm leaving.
Very true. Okay, so what are some of the weirdest or best dates we've been on? Anybody?
I don't have a lot of experience to draw from.
Okay, mainly Kat. Kat's gonna take the floor for her first date with her boyfriend now.
Well, I was in Paris, so that... Okay, wait. We can unpack this. We've, like, we chilled before, and, like, we had, like, a movie date. Like, does that count? No. Okay. So then, our first official... And we were, like, in, like, the same friend group. So
let
we were, like,
know if this
hang
counts
out
as a
and
first
go to
date
dinner.
Really.
But then we went on a trip to Paris. So technically, our first date was out to lunch in Paris. Nice job, Quinn.
Very nice
snaps for Quinn taking his lady to.
He set the bar so high.
Yeah. When were your dates after that?
Where were they after that? Well, we were, like, abroad, so we kind of were cheating because we got to do, like, really cool stuff together right off
the bat. Yeah, but can you imagine, like, oh, babe, let's have a picnic underneath the Eiffel Tower.
We did
He's British for context clues.
Right.
Instead of getting breakfast,
and then
woke
the
up.
Next one, like, anything, that's the most romantic date. And I don't even care where you are abroad. Like,
and we, like, weren't official, and then all of our friends were like, are you kidding me? Like, you just had a picnic underneath the Eiffel Tower, and you're going to tell me you're not together. And then we're like, you're right.
Talking culture. Okay, anyways, that is it for today.
And then they read books together.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I have boys asking me to go to their place and read books. So.
Half price.
We'll sign off with that. Thank you, Nelson, for being our guest. And thanks, Quinn, for giving us false expectations.
I have such high expectations.
Okay, but you know what? I had to go through, like, bad dates and bad boys before I got to him. So
you want to talk about that?
Do you have something to say, Katie?
No, I have nothing to unpack.
You'll find your Quinn.
Oh, we tried. All right, everyone.
I haven't really tried.
Bye.